Tribal leaders from around the state will be gathering in Anchorage this week to address the suicide epidemic. The meeting is sponsored by the Alaska Tribal Leaders. It's their 13th annual summit meeting. All 229 tribes in Alaska are invited. Angela Denning Barnes reports from KYUK in Bethel.
According to the Statewide Suicide Prevention Council, Alaska had 1,369 suicides between 2000 and 2009. That's an average of 136 per year. That gives Alaska the highest rate of suicide per capita in the country. Mike Williams, Sr. of ACIAC, is one of the meeting's organizers. He says suicide is devastating Alaska, particularly the Native villages.
And my hope is that we are going to be identifying the underlying causes that is affecting the devastation in our communities, especially in these last 20 years.
Alaska Native men between the ages of 15 and 24 have the highest rates of suicide. Bill Martin of Juneau is co-sponsoring the event with Williams. Martin is the former president of the Central Council of the Tlingit Haida Indians of Alaska. In a written statement, he said, tribal governments can no longer ignore this issue. Williams says they hope to walk away with two resolutions, one including an action plan for rural Alaska to deal with suicide, and another resolution to help restore the people. He says some state and federal policies have come to the villages that have had adverse effects on them, such as the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. In 1971, ANCSA extinguished Aboriginal hunting and fishing rights. Williams says residents who are living in small remote villages have felt removed from those policymaking procedures. He's from ACIAC, a Kuskokwim village of about 300 residents.
Living in a small community like ACIAC, I feel like I'm being left out and our voices are not heard.
He says the resolutions coming out of the summit meeting will be sent to Alaska's tribes and to the state and federal governments. Williams says they will likely encompass a variety of solutions to address different needs around the state.
I think each community has different ways of dealing with this issue, and one size does not fit all.
Scheduled speakers include Native American fishing rights activist Ed Johnstone of the Quinault Nation and Brian Kladuspi, chairman of the Swinomish tribe, both from Washington State. Williams says they are all looking for positive solutions in addressing the suicide crisis.
I have all the faith and confidence that we can do it. And if we come out in saving one person out of this conference, that's a huge message. And that is a success.
Tribal leaders from the Lower Yukon village of Alaganuk will be presenting on how they have successfully dealt with suicide. The village hasn't seen suicide in recent years after elders got together and faced it head on a local level. The meeting runs Thursday through Friday at the Hilton Hotel. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.